With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. Cool weather's upon us.
Here's the WVIK forecast. We will see clouds drifting across the area today. Temperatures are going to be on the cool side. You may need a jacket all day. Highs only 55 to 60. It'll be partly cloudy, 35 to 40 overnight. Tomorrow, partial sun with a high of 55 to 60 degrees. Clear and chilly, lows 30 to 35 tomorrow night with scattered frost. Sunshine Saturday, a high anywhere from 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin.
In fact, we might see a little frost early tomorrow morning in the Dubuque area. A frost advisory will be in effect. A judge has issued a temporary restraining order limiting how striking workers at the Deere & Company Davenport Works plant should conduct themselves. The injunction issued yesterday says only four picketers can be near gates. It bans the use of chairs and fire barrels, and it prohibits picketers from harassing people entering and leaving the plant. Deere spokeswoman Jen Hartman says the company wants to maintain a safe environment for those entering the plant and for picketers. The union has 3 days to respond with a compliance plan. The Rock Island County Health Department reports one additional death from COVID-19. In addition, the health department reports 73 new cases of COVID since Monday. State officials report three more deaths in Scott County. 336 new cases have been reported since last Wednesday. And Dubuque County reports 257 new COVID cases during the past week and one additional death. A long career with the Rock Island Police Department is about to end. Yesterday, Chief Jeff Van Huysen announced he will retire at the end of the month. He started as a patrol officer 28 years ago. He became chief in 2012. In his announcement, he says, at the beginning of the year, he began exploring future opportunities, but did not mention any possible future plans. A Moline woman has decided to run for Congress. Angie Normoyle, who is currently a member of the Rock Island County Board, announced her candidacy as a Democrat for Illinois' 17th District. She decided to run to make a difference in the lives of working and middle-class families and thinks that her teaching background is what sets her apart from others.
One of my strongest points is listening to people and then asking questions to clarify what their concerns are. And that will be very much my approach in this whole campaign is getting out into all of the different communities in Northwest Illinois and listening, asking a lot of questions and seeing what people's priorities are. What are they concerned about? What would they like to see happen in Washington?
Normoyle is concerned about a lack of broadband infrastructure in the 17th District, which became apparent as millions of people were either working or going to school from home during the pandemic. And she also worries about the high cost of child care. So far, there is one other official Democratic candidate in the 17th District, Jonathan Logeman from Rockford. A state audit has found that Iowa's privatized Medicaid system has illegally denied services or care to program recipients, and both private insurance companies managing the system have violated terms of their contracts with the state. Auditor Rob Sand released a report yesterday from his investigation that examined a six-year period from 2013 through 2019. He says investigators found a massive increase in illegal denials of care under privatized Medicaid. Iowa Medicaid Director Elizabeth Matney rejected the report's conclusions, arguing Sand was making an apples-to-oranges comparison that mischaracterized the current program. Governor Kim Reynolds says she plans to increase work search requirements for Iowans receiving unemployment benefits. Katerina Sestarek has more.
Early next year, Iowa Workforce Development plans to start reaching out to unemployed Iowans each week to try to match them with job openings. The new program will also require Iowans receiving unemployment benefits to contact four potential employers each week instead of two, and will reduce the number of activities that qualify as a work search. Reynolds says the unemployment changes, along with initiatives to help business owners, will help fix the state's workforce shortage.
While Iowa Workforce Development will continue to administer the unemployment insurance program for those who need it, the agency's primary focus will be on rapid reemployment.
Reynolds says some changes will need to go through the legislature, but she didn't specify which ones. House Democratic leader Jennifer Confirst says Reynolds should focus instead on child care access and fair wages. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
This could be a very expensive winter for residents of the Quad Cities area and even across the country because of the cost of natural gas for heating is rising. and it could reach the highest levels since the winter of 2007-2008. Jeff Greenwood, spokesperson for MidAmerican Energy, says prices could double what they were just a year ago. And that's when the pandemic resulted in low demand and a glut of natural gas on the market, very low prices.
Then as things began to recover, demand started to go up, but production and storage did not keep pace. And that has put pressure on natural gas prices across the nation, and in fact, across the globe.
He emphasizes MidAmerican just passes on the cost of natural gas to consumers, and there's no impact on rates charged to customers. To keep winter heating costs down, the company recommends using a smart thermostat, sealing windows, insulating better, and scheduling a home heating inspection. There are also programs and agencies that can help people who fall behind in paying their bills. In sports, the Astros beat the Red Sox 9-1 to take a 3-2 lead in the best-of-7 American League Pennant Series. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Houston. The Braves beat the Dodgers 9-2 and take a 3-1 lead in the National League Series. Game 5 is tonight in Los Angeles. In basketball, the Bulls won their season opener 94-88 over the Pistons. In hockey, the winless Blackhawks host the Canucks tonight. And in Thursday night football, Denver's at Cleveland. I'm Jay Pierce.